Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Colossians chapter 1, we were talking about Christians, the body of Christ, and each part of the body having its job. Let's continue with that study today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
When you come into unity, you are always in agreement. That's the idea of unity, is an agreement. Well, the agreement that brethren are to have, brothers and sisters in Christ and in the local church, is not something that's arrived at through negotiations between pastor and people, or deacons and pastor, or deacons and people. No, it is something that is already there. You see, the Word of God already states the grounds for doctrine and for relationship with Christ. And so we simply decide whether or not we're going to agree or disagree with God. And if we agree with God and His Word, then we'll have unity one with another, and we'll have fellowship with one another. Now, you can have fellowship with Christian people that aren't right with God, but you won't have fellowship with God if you're not right with God, you see. And so the fellowship we want is a righteous fellowship. Now, 1 Corinthians has said we're one body. It means we're members of one of another. The world goes around singing today, we are family. We're even better than that. We are of the same body. Everybody that has a head has a brain. And that brain center sends out all the messages to the rest of the body. It's the brain that determines what is going to be done. That brain has nerves that go out from it and carries a message. The message is not the message of the nerves, but the message is the message of the brain. And those nerves merely carry the message to the bodily members. For an example, if it's the foot and the brain sees that it's about to step off a cliff, it sends a message down to the foot, stop. Now, if the foot rebels and says, look, I'm not going to stop. I'm tired of that messenger coming to tell me everything what to do, and it keeps on walking, it's going to hurt the body, okay? Well, in like manner, Jesus Christ is the head of this body. Many times, your pastors, your teachers are your messengers. And you may not like the message because it puts you to work. And it makes you refrain from things that you want to do, and it makes you do things that you don't want to do sometimes. My friend, understand that message is not from the messenger if it's from the Word of God. It's from Jesus Christ. He is the head of the body. Now, verse 2 of our text shows that in Colossians 1, 1 and 2, says we're called to be saints and faithful brethren in Christ. In Christ. If you're saved, you are in Christ. Therefore, you should function in the body where Christ has placed you. I'm speaking to you right now, and I'm speaking through a microphone. In this little studio in which I sit, there are instruments that are quite expensive. And I imagine there are thousands of dollars surrounding me. And yet, probably the most inexpensive part of what we have right now is the cord that goes from the microphone that I'm speaking into to the recorder. And, of course, we're using a DAT tape. So this is a DAT recorder. And those are expensive recorders. The microphone's an expensive microphone. The least expensive thing is this cord. Yet, if I pull the cord out, you're not going to hear me. This broadcast is not going to happen. It must have the cord. Although we look at the microphone and say it's important to have a very good microphone, it's important to have a good machine, it's important to have all these things, that doesn't make the cord unimportant because it's not as expensive because of its place in this. My friend, your place in the body may not be the pastor, it may not be a teacher or deacon. You may be a member of the pew, and And basically, your responsibility is to pray and to go out and invite others into your church. Well, you be that cord. Without that cord, the church just won't progress as it ought to progress. Remember, we don't honor or glorify gifts. It is God. My nose can't do what my fingers can. Now, my nose might be big enough to hang a suitcase on it, but my nose cannot pick up a suitcase. And my hand, it can feel and say it feels like milk. My nose can smell and tell you if the milk is spoiled. My eyes can see and say, yes, that's milk. My eyes can't feel, my eyes can't smell, my hands can't smell or see, and my nose, it can't feel and it can't see. But at least they all, when they function together, do good for the entire body. You may not be able to do as much as someone else. You may not be as gifted. God didn't make the appendix to do as many things as the hand can do. Yet, if it goes bad, it affects the entire body. It is important to the body. The body can do without an appendix. However, the body can also do without a hand. But aren't we better off with the hand and the appendix both doing their functions? Is your local church better off because you're doing the function God has for you within the local church? You see, God has ordained the local church for this age. And if God has gone to all that trouble to ordain it, to protect it, and to extend it throughout this age, then my friend, do your part. Do your function. You could work in a nursery, but, you know, you don't want to do that. You want to do something else, and it's what you want to do. Well, my friend, ministry is not doing what you want to do. It's doing with your whole heart what God wants you to do. It's doing God's work, God's way. Have you ever wondered why so many churches now you go into and it sounds like a rock concert? And people are dressed as if they were in nightclubs. And you say, is this a mockery of God? And I actually believe that it is. I think it's the way the devil brings people to that point. And yet I believe that many of these people are serious and sincere. And I believe they're really wanting to honor God. But they think that you've got to use this kind of music and you've got to dress this way to win them. Now, my friend, we're not out to win them. We're out to change them. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And so, my friend, we're not out to just win them. We're out to change them. But really, what is happening today is that we're depending on the flesh to do the work of God. God wants his work done his way. And we must learn to do it his way. It was important that the people know that Paul was an apostle by the will of God. It was so important that it's placed here in Holy Writ in Colossians chapter 1. And it's just as important that you do God's will as well. And so he says in verse 2, grace and peace unto you. Grace was a Gentile greeting. Peace from the Hebrew, shalom. That was a Jewish greeting. You have both Gentiles and Jews in this local church that we're addressing here in Colossae. And so both are addressed. And the church is made up of all kind of saved people. And so he says grace. Now the word grace is unmerited favor, giving us what we do not deserve. We do not deserve salvation. We do not deserve Jesus. We do not deserve heaven. But God, in his great grace, provides that. It carries the idea of favor. Just think, the Gentiles, this is their greeting, grace. And at one time, we were outside of Israel, separated from the promises. but in Christ Jesus, all their grace, the unmerited favor. And Paul is saying, you are saints and faithful brethren. May God justly give you extra special favor and peace. Now, peace is from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said to his disciples, my peace I give unto you. He gave us his Holy Spirit. We have the Trinity, if you're saved, living within. Essentially, the grace and peace isn't just from Paul here in Colossians chapter 1. No, it comes from the Trinity. And he says to the saints, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15, it says, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. That word conversation has the idea of your manner of life. In other words, not just on Sunday, but you should be holy in every area of your life. And so called to be saints has something in common with this. You see, the Greek word for saints is the same Greek word that is interpreted holy. The fundamental ideas of this word saints or holy are separation, consecration, devotion to God, sharing in God's purity, abstaining from earth's defilement in all matter of conversation and living. Now, too often, you're told to be holy, but you really don't understand what the word holy means. And so that's why I give you these definitions. The New Testament is filled with evidence that a major purpose in saving our souls is to make us holy or to make us saints. Now, I'm going to give you a list of scriptures. I'll read a few of them as we go along. I'm not going to read them all. I've got nearly 20 scriptural references here. But all of these from the New Testament showing that the purpose in you getting saved was to make you a saint, to make you holy. Even Jesus in Ephesians 5 said this part of his desire is that you would be without spot or wrinkle. Now, these verses I'm giving to you, this list, I hope you'll write it down if you're at home and look over all these verses that I give you. And this is not a complete list. This is just mine simply thumbing through the scriptures and bringing these up. And basically, that's it. I just thumbed through and brought some of these out. And I know there are many others that we could have used, but just using these ought to be enough to show us that God has saved us to be holy. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. By the way, the word service there sometimes is translated worship. Anything that is going to be acceptable to God must be holy. He says, be not conformed to this world, and be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible. sense.